Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. No votes will happen today on a short-term fix to end the government shutdown. The Senate out for observances of Yom Kippur is expected to return tomorrow. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on the shutdown.
Millions of federal workers already forced to work without pay, including TSA agents and some 2 million troops. The Trump administration ready to take it even further. Sources say Republicans were told layoffs could begin as early as today.
In the UK, authorities say three people were killed, including the suspect, after a car ramming and a knife attack at a Jewish synagogue in Manchester on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Police say the knife-wielding suspect was fatally shot by police. Two others have also been arrested. Organizers of the large aid flotilla bound for Gaza and intercepted by Israeli forces last night say more than 440 people were likely detained. Israeli officials say activists detained, including Greta Thunberg, were taken into custody and to an Israeli port. This is ABC News.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
There's a new candidate in next year's race for state Supreme Court, where races have become more high profile than ever, especially following last year's contest between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, which became the most expensive state court race in American history. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up in 2027. Liberal appellate judge and former state representative Chris Taylor announced she would be running against Bradley. But then, about a month ago, Bradley announced she would not seek re-election. Liberal judges have won four of the last five Wisconsin Supreme Court elections. Now, a conservative contender is entering the race to replace her. Maria Lazar has been on the 2nd District Court of Appeals since 2022.
I am an independent, impartial judge who strives to follow the law and Constitution in every decision I make from the bench. It is time to restore that level of judicial dedication to the court. That is precisely why I have decided to run for the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. If a conservative candidate wins, that balance would stay the same. If a liberal candidate wins, the court would have a 5-2 liberal majority. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A former Appleton man was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison for possessing firearms as a felon. 42-year-old Jason Evans was arrested following a domestic disturbance in Appleton on Christmas Day last year. Seized firearms from that arrest were found to be connected to a shooting in Oshkosh in November, where a suspect fired a handgun at occupied vehicles after a verbal altercation. Evans was sentenced in federal court September 25th.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew. We talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine and a few clouds out and about for this afternoon. A southerly breeze at highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, lows in the upper 50s to around 60. Warmer Friday with sunshine and mid 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Vince Moranto, who will make the popcorn pick of the week and tell us about an upcoming Wisconsin date. And my pal Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. He is the host of the podcast On the Edge. Itner Philip over on YouTube and on Blue Sky and all that sort of thing. Phil, welcome back to the program.
Good to see you, Tom.
Yeah, back at you. Hang on just a second. My phone just told me that I had an emergency fall, which I did. You know, I guess I'm waving my hands around too much, or my watch, rather, my Apple Watch. Speaking of emergency falls, how are things going in Ukraine?
Well, I mean, since last we spoke, we had one of the worst attacks on the capital here in Kyiv that we've had since the full-scale invasion. Saturday night, leading into Sunday and then well into Sunday morning, it started approximately 10 p.m., 11 p.m. Saturday, and it just went for 12 hours straight. And It was air raid sirens, anti-aircraft fire, some Russian ordnance, both drones and missiles, got through, penetrated the air defense. And it was just constant. It was absolutely horrifying. I mean, terrifying, you know. Nobody slept. The anxiety levels were through the roof. The very next day, I went out on Sunday after eventually things did kind of clear and the all clear was given, and shops were closed because nobody had slept a wink, the entire night. And it just was this atmosphere in the city that was palpable of just how intense that attack had been. Now, subsequent to that, it's been relatively quiet, touch wood. But that was quite the thing. Saturday into Sunday was quite the attack.
My sense of it, just from, you know, reading the news reports and things, and of course you're there, so that's why I'm running this by you for a reality check. But my sense of it is that Ukraine has done some real damage in the last month or two to Russia. Mm-hmm. You're seeing massive gasoline and diesel fuel shortages across Crimea, across large parts of Russia. The price of fuel has exploded. Their economy is teetering. You've got Russia talking about, you know, pulling the Russian funds. It seems like this burst of activity might be a sign of desperation on Putin's part. What's your sense of these things?
Well, you're right. The Ukrainians have been purposefully attacking not only fossil fuels, be it natural gas or petroleum or unrefined oil, as an export, but also their domestic consumption. So, I mean, Putin had promised that the war would not touch Russia. Well, it clearly is starting to.
Yeah.
And I think part of the timing of all of this is that we are clearly moving into summer is over. It's not we're moving into fall. We're already in colder weather, wetter weather. And this is a period of time where the ground turns into a very sticky kind of mud. Then unless you are on hard paved roads, you're not able to traverse, certainly not with heavy armor. And so the offensive, the Russian summer offensive, is pretty much over. It doesn't mean the fighting is going to stop, but it's going to be a different pace. It's going to be a different kind of atmosphere, because you, not only will you not be able to move forward as easily as you would like, but you will not be able to dig in and hold positions. And then, you know, moving from the rainy period where the mud is, we're going to be moving into winter when things freeze. And that is even worse for trying to dig in if you were to advance. So the Russians have pretty much gotten as far as they're going to get in this fighting season, in this summer offensive. And so perhaps that is playing into this idea of we're going to, you know, now kind of change tactics, and instead of trying to gain ground out east, we're going to go back to our old tactics. Moscow is thinking we're going to go back to the old tactics that we've used all throughout this entire full-scale war, which is basically to deprive Ukrainians of heat and electricity. Right. And so lots of people are starting to think it's because this Russian offensive has failed that they're now transitioning to this new thing that will go through the cold months with, instead of direct fighting and drone activity and what have you out east.
It's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a very tough one.
Yeah, it is.
Anything happening on the political front? And has any American aid showed up since Trump became president?
There is an American aid in transit. It's been verified. It is coming. Apparently, Patriot missile systems and ammunition are included in that. So we shall see. I always kind of am cautious because of the fickle nature of the Trump administration. And of course, I refuse to call him the Secretary of War. Mm-hmm. The Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, is equally unreliable. So I'll believe it when I see it. But I am told by Ukrainian sources, both in the military and in kind of the government sphere, that yes, indeed, it does look like the weapons are in route and will be here imminently. So that is a good thing.
Yeah.
The other major issue that is being bounced around here on the European continent, but certainly, you know, with Ukraine's preoccupation on this, is the idea that is growing in certain European capitals that they need to seize Russian assets, liquidate Russian assets, and buy weapons for Ukraine, and also to keep the Ukrainian economy flowing. So there is growing voices here on the continent that Russia started this war. Russia is responsible for this war, and as such, they should be paying for this war. This, of course, scares certain banking sectors within Europe, because They do not want other potential investors and people who are going to deposit money in their banks to think that if your government does something that the international community does not like, that on a whim these Western bankers, where for years and years money has been, that's the safest bet. You know, you put it in a Swiss bank account, put it in the City of London, put it in Belgian banks. These are reliable, and they will not, eradicate your, they will not liquidate your holdings. The counter argument to that is, you make this an exception to the rule. You say this is specifically because Russia started a war. We are not setting a precedent. We are not setting a rule or changing a rule. This is directly targeted at a nation state that has committed, war crimes. And is involved in an illegal war. It's still tricky, and these bankers are very cautious because they want to keep that cash coming in as a safe place to deposit. But European leaders are also starting to recognize that a Europe dominated by Moscow would also have ramifications for financial institutions in Europe. And so,
you think?
Exactly. But I am, and I don't want to get, out over my skis, but I'm hearing more and more talk of this in a lot of different European capitals about, like, we have to pay for this war. We don't want this war on our doorstep. The Ukrainians are willing to fight if we are willing to fund them. And so that's kind of what we're starting to hear this week.
Final question. Yeah, final question here. What are you hearing about the possibility of a NATO response to Russian incursions? And we've got now so far, Romania, Estonia, and Poland? Where Russian planes or Russian drones have flown over, and now you've got all these Scandinavian and Northern European airports that have been shut down by drones that are believed to be from Russia. In fact, they think that they may be being launched off a Russian tanker out in the ocean. How do you see that playing out? And what are you hearing about all this? Because apparently Putin has said, if you shoot down one of our planes, we'll consider that an act of war, and we will consider a nuclear option.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been such a shift in, Putin's credibility when it comes to kind of threats. He makes threats a lot, and then he doesn't follow through on them. Yeah. Nobody wants to play chicken when it comes to nuclear weapons. So, nobody is taking this lightly. However, I do think that it is not getting the desired result that Putin wanted. Mm-hmm. Putin wanted, it is pretty clear, because it is his modus operandi, divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. So if you can get Estonia to say, oh my gosh, we have to reserve our air defenses for the defense of our own nation, and we cannot provide to other nations, and certainly not Ukraine, and then Poland says the same thing, and then Romania says the same thing, and the Scandinavians, what ends up happening is everybody is only spending and only preparing for their own individual defenses. Again, divide and conquer. Yeah. But it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked.
So far.
What we are hearing from these, so far, absolutely right. But what we are hearing from these capitals and these European leaders is, we see you. We know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And we are not going to let you stop us from aiding Ukraine for our own selfish needs. Now, we'll see what happens when the populations of those individual countries have to decide between social programs and weapons. And that's what Putin wants.
Yeah, I totally get it. The great Phil Idner, the On the Edge podcast. Check it out. Phil, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tom.
Great talking with you. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring
and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Listen, I know you've been itching for a tattoo, so why not get one this weekend, but for a good cause? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And head to Jeff's on Rugby on Sunday from 11 till 3 for a breast cancer awareness event. Vanessa, the owner of No Bad Vibes Studio and the brains of this event, is a licensed tattoo artist that specializes in fine line work, and she's going to be there with a flash sheet for a pop-up tattoo event. There's also going to be permanent jewelry by Let's Link and a few surprise vendors that you can look for the day of. Check out WISS.FM and click events.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, I knew we all have two ages, our actual and our body's internal biological age, but what I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing it. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10-plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise. Just Field of Greens. I feel great when I drink. Field of Greens is just super energy. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging, and I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. Promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
A sovereign land lit by freedom's light. Sirens wailed as the skies turned red. But Ukraine stood while the cowards fled. Were shattered dreams set ablaze.
We're about 24 minutes past the hour. So Donald Trump has revived family separations. Stephen Miller must be giggling with glee. This is from Mavi Singh over at The Guardian. The Trump administration has revived the practice of separating families in order to coerce immigrants and asylum seekers to leave the U.S., attorneys and former immigration officials allege. In several cases, officials have retaliated against immigrants who challenged deportation orders by forcibly separating them from their children, a Guardian investigation found. The officials misclassified the children as unaccompanied minors before placing them in government-run shelters or foster homes. Can you imagine? I mean, they've kept thousands of children away from their relatives. Back in the first administration, they disappeared 5,600 children, and roughly 1,000 of them are still missing 7 years later. This is just so wrong. Let me just rant about that for a minute, and I'll get to UnitedHealthcare on the other side of the brick. What's happening with our insurance. Well, actually, I've got a minute. Here it is. UnitedHealthcare says it's going to stop offering Medicare Advantage plans in 109 U.S. counties next year, impacting 180,000 members. But then it goes on to say the company, most plan closures will occur in rural areas, and the company will cease operating over 100 plans representing about 600,000 members in all, largely comprised of preferred provider organizations, PPOs. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan through UnitedHealthcare, they're fixing to dump apparently about 600,000 people. And their spokesman, Bobby Hunter, said increased utilization has created headwinds that no organization can ignore. In other words, too many people, too many old people are using too much medical stuff, and so they're going to dump them. This is what I keep warning people. You sign up for Medicare Advantage. After 12 months, you can no longer go back to old Medicare with a Medigap policy that has a fixed price. After 12 months, they can charge whatever they basically want for a Medigap policy if you're off real Medicare. And so you go on Medicare Advantage for more than a year and you're screwed. And then, you're on it, for you sign up when you're 65 and you're healthy and you're getting the grocery benefits and all this other crap. And then, a couple of years down the road, you get sick and you're screwed. And if you get expensively sick, they simply dump you. Not specifically UnitedHealthcare, but generally
you're
speaking.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Just keep that in mind when the ads start rolling out in a couple of weeks when the open enrollment period begins. We'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Well, pulling off a show day here on the Colored Shavings is no easy feat. I'm Kylie Allen, and this week the Midwest Farm Report team is taking on World Dairy Expo. Cadence Farms milks 65 registered Guernseys in New Glarus, Wisconsin. Their Cami Dorn is along with us to tell us why this show is a priority for their operation.
It's, again, coming to the shows, it's a tradition. It keeps us close. It keeps us motivated and inspiring to keep working hard and putting in those extra hours and not giving up when everything gets tough and frustrated, you know. And I know it's stressful to be here when we're at home doing corn. You know, we're trying to harvest and be here at the same time as well and do chores at home and here. But, again, it all works out, and it's worth it, you know. It's fun. We have these memories now for forever.
Cami Dorn of Cadence Farms along with us. Well, that family had a pretty spectacular week on the road to Madison at this year's World Dairy Expo. To find more of their story, visit MidwestFarmReport.com. Hey, don't touch that radio dial. I'll have a look at your markets right after this.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at your markets. We've got a bit of a mixed bag coming out of Chicago today. December corn is up 1¾ at 418¼. November soybeans are up 4 at 1017. And our December wheat is up 4 at 513¼. Taking a look at dairy, that November Class 3 milk contract is down 5 cents at 1735. And December Class 3 milk is down 6 at 1741. For more news and the latest from this year's World Dairy Expo, be sure to visit MidwestFarmReport.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report and on Instagram at MWF Report. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine and a few clouds out and about for this afternoon. A southerly breeze at highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, lows in the upper 50s to around 60. Warmer Friday with sunshine and mid 80s. Right now it's 73.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Yeah.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report, a free trial, and $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, why Louise and I protected ourselves. We went to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. You can too. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy. A gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control. A perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken. We rise or we descend. Reform, resist, remember. The call is heaven sent. Or will the history books of the last American president. Decades in motion, the billionaire's plan. Nixon.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bill in St. Helens, Oregon. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom, you and I are contemporaries, and I'm watching one of the most egregious constitutional violations in the history of this country. And I'm not talking about the 10th Amendment. For some reason, I'll get to this in a second. Okay, so here's the deal. We have 50 sovereign units that have agreed to work together to form a nation called the United States of America. Back in the days of the founding of the framing, there were 13 sovereign units. We called them colonies, all right? Now, one of the biggest fears, if you read the Federalist Papers, was a government overreach, a government so powerful that he could usurp and overwhelm, the power of a state.
Right.
Okay, so here's what I'm getting at. So what we're ignoring, and it seems to be getting short shrift, it's not even hardly being covered, is the Article 4, Section 4, which flat says a state has to invite federal troops into it. Now, back in the time of the framing of the Constitution, I have zero doubt in my mind, Tom, that the Constitution never would have been ratified because the colonies were terrified of an overreaching federal government. And that little caveat, which we all seem to be ignoring, that federal troops have to be invited into a state, is just being ignored. And this is in my mind.
Section 4 says the U.S. shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. And on application of the legislature or of the executive, when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence.
Ding, ding, ding.
I don't get where you're saying that this means that a state can prevent the federal government from coming into the state.
A state is a sovereign entity. A state has its own constitution. It has its own courts. It has its own legislature. It has its own executive. Mm-hmm. A state is a sovereign unit that agrees to work together with 49 other states.
Well, relatively sovereign. I mean, they were sovereign units under the Articles of Confederation, but the Constitution...
I
put the federal government above them. There's the supremacy clause in the Constitution.
I
think if you want to look at the Constitution for a violation, look at the Third Amendment.
The troops aren't supposed to be there.
That's my point.
The state has the right. I personally think that article, I think that Section 4 is much more relevant because it flat says you have to be invited. I'm just keep going back to the founding. Do you think the Constitution would have been ratified if the colonies didn't have some warm fuzzy that the federal government wouldn't overwhelm the state's rights with federal troops? They never would have. We wouldn't have a Constitution today. They wouldn't. That's so important, and it's going to come up. This is going to be a major issue, and you know what? Okay, Tom, I'm just going to leave this at this. Almost every time I call, you just beat me up. You beat me up on Bill of Attainder about a year and a half ago, which it turns out a lawyer called about 20 minutes later and said, Bill's absolutely right. We're a Bill of Attainder nation. Tom, I try. I hope you think about this a little more and come back to it. Thank you.
Okay, will do, Bill. Thank you. Marie in Seattle. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
So I think it's important that we're talking about Ukraine and what's going on there, and I applaud you for having that on there on the show.
Every Thursday.
And having that correspondent there. But I'm really, really concerned about what's going on in Gaza and the flotilla having been taken over.
Oh, the flotilla got nailed yesterday, yes.
Yeah, and I think we really need to talk about that farce of a peace deal that had no Palestinian input.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, I'm appalled by that. Like, how, you know, and then Trump was basically like, if you don't answer this in 3 or 4 days, then the Israelis can do what they want.
Well, and Trump is chomping at the bit. He and his son-in-law want to build a Trump tower in Gaza. They want to turn Gaza. I mean, you know, it's oceanfront property on the Mediterranean. It's beautiful. It's got, you know, it's a seacoast that's worth, you know, $1 million an inch.
Beautiful?
You know?
Yeah, will it be so beautiful with the howls and screams of the dead and dying who are there?
Well, they will clear them out first. I mean, this looks to me like a classic example of genocide that Netanyahu has killed over 60,000 people. He's now stripping Gaza City, you know, kind of the last remaining city in Gaza, is being bombed into smithereens. I'm astonished that it has taken the rest of the world this long. I mean, you know, Netanyahu had to route his plane very carefully around certain European countries on his way here to the United States for the UN meeting, because they would have taken him out of the sky and arrested him for crimes against humanity. I mean, he'd be in the dock in The Hague right now, along with Duterte, waiting for a trial. But the stopping the flotilla. I mean, you've got these people who, for a while, you had the Spanish and Italian navies escorting them.
Right, you know? And then they chickened out.
That's right. That's right. They didn't want to get in a fight with the Israelis. And
it's like Israel is a little tiny country. If you think about it, what's the size compared to a state in the U.S., right? It's so small.
Yeah.
Why do they have control like this?
Because they've got outsized weaponry. they're a nuclear arm.
That we gave them. They didn't
build it
and get it themselves. We gave it to them.
I know. And they are just, you know, just grotesquely abusing the human rights of the people who live there.
I mean, so I think Germany is big into the guilt from the Nazis, right? They're big into that, so they can, like, Israel can do anything it wants, and Israel, you know, is their buddy now, right? Germany has a lot of guilt, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not right that the Palestinians are being massacred and starved to death. I mean, like, you had that thing about the Bushmen, right, talking about hunger. I mean, I thought that was very apropos and almost eerie that you were talking about this when I was thinking so much about all those hungry babies that can't even get formula.
Yeah, people are literally starving to death right now in Gaza. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's disgusting. Israel is like Nazi wannabes, you know, and they're like, no, that's terrible. You can't say that. And it's like, well, I'll say it. Zionists are not Jewish. You know what I'm saying? That Jewish religion and Zionism.
Well, there's a bunch of Christian Zionists. I'll give you that. You know, people who think that there should be, you know, that Israel should be run by the Jews. And a lot of the Christian Zionists are doing that because they think that, you know, if they can convert 144,000 Jews to Christianity and then kill all the rest of them, that Jesus will return. I mean, it's just some really bizarre beliefs.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've heard about that in the second coming of Christ and all this kind of stuff like that, and it's scary.
Oh, it's even in Israel.
Delusion.
I mean, you know, you drive around Israel and there are bumper stickers on the cars of some of the ultra-Orthodox that say, Mashiach now, you know, in Hebrew or in English. You've got Jewish sects that are waiting for the Messiah. They're not waiting for Jesus. They're waiting for the first Jesus. You know, but and then you get the Christians who are waiting for the second Jesus, you know, for Jesus to come back. And all of this, religious stuff, being used to justify this slaughter. And of course, you've got these extreme racists who are open about their racism in Netanyahu's cabinet. And that's the devil that he's made the deal with to hold on to power and to stay out of prison, by the way, because he's so corrupt.
I'm afraid it'll just like fall off the radar. People will lose interest in it.
We'll continue to talk about it here. Marie, thank you for the call. Thank you. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be back with your calls. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Focus on Freedom provides support and guidance for children and adults with disabilities. Here's founder Marla Kopecky-Penny talking about foundations in caregiving. How does a parent or other caregiver manage their own emotions when their child is dysregulated?
Caregiving for someone with diverse abilities comes with real emotional weight. Our course, Foundations in Caregiving, helps you understand what's happening for them and for you. This class gives you tools to help you stay regulated in the moment, build structure at home, and reconnect with your role, not as a caregiver, but as a parent. It's self-paced, on-demand, practical, and built for real life.
If you or someone you know has disabilities and are challenged finding appropriate resources and guidance, Focus on Freedom provides a wide variety of support services, such as foundations in caregiving, personalized family support planning, demystifying schools and services, one-to-one training for individuals with diverse abilities, and more. Visit FocusOnFreedom.org, empowering independence and transforming lives.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. 6 more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes.
Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate, backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with a happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code TOM or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call. I want to start by saying, you know, you've been a big part of my life, listening to you now for, 10 plus years. So I just really mean this sincerely. As everything keeps changing, if we don't stop this momentum, I hope that you are making preparations for you and your family to be safe and possibly leave this country. But as I say that, I'm really concerned that we're all missing the boat. The billionaires, if they don't own every bit of the media, they're in they're purchasing it all.
Yeah.
And they, I really believe that a lot of this, why, I guess long story short, what we need to be talking about is the Epstein files. That is Trump's only kryptonite. And I believe the media, everybody is going silent on this because many of these billionaires are in the Epstein files.
Yep.
And I don't see any other way we're going to break through the media bubble, because all they're talking about is how Democrats are bad. They carry the Republican message, even if it's 100% lies. Mm-hmm. But the Epstein story is the only thing that connects with these people. And I'm talking about the voters, because they don't want to support someone who's been raping children.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree, Caleb, that, you know, we need to keep talking about it, and it keeps popping up, you know, on this program and other venues. I also suspect, though, Caleb, that if the Epstein files came out and there was video of Donald Trump with a 14-year-old, and I suspect that there is, frankly. I can't come up with another reason why he would be so hysterical, so frantic to suppress these things and get, you know, people like Pam Bondi to go along with it. But let's say that there is, you know, video of that, because, you know, we know that Epstein had literally thousands of hours of video of his of, you know, men having sex with underage girls that he was using to blackmail them. I mean, this is our Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, came out and said this 2 days ago on a podcast. He said that, you know, Epstein, he visited Epstein. Epstein had a massage table in his living room. He said, "Boy, you would get a daily massage." And Epstein was like, "Yeah, and the right kind, you know." And then Lutnick goes ahead. I mean, this guy's a billionaire and he's in Trump's cabinet. And he goes ahead and says, "Oh, and by the way, Epstein was the biggest blackmailer in history." Well, obviously, Epstein was blackmailing Trump along with everybody else, or it sure appears that way to me. But here's the concern, Caleb, is that even if that all came out, and even if there were video of it, I don't think half or maybe three quarters of Trump's followers would leave him. They, you know, as long as he hates black people and brown people, as long as he wants women to be subordinate to white men, you know, as long as he's willing to cut taxes for billionaires, and as long as he's willing to deregulate giant industries, particularly the polluting industries, they're going to continue to support him, even if he's, you know, proven to be a child rapist.
So let me share with you. I agree with you on every aspect except for this Epstein thing, because I have, sadly, I talk to a lot of Republicans. I'm a business owner, as I've talked to you about before. And mm-hmm. for some reason, the business community, a lot of the owners, for some reason, support this orange person. But the only, I mean, I literally talk about tax breaks. I talk about, you know, cutting food stamps for children. My wife delivers Meals on Wheels. They're going to cut that program. And I talk to them, and they can give a pass for everything except for when I say, so you really would support Trump if he raped children? And they're like, no. That's the only thing I can connect with them on.
Yeah. So no, I get that. I get that. And as I said, that's why I think we need to be keep talking about it. And in fact, I had suggested that the Democrats should have made that a condition for reopening the government.
Once, I'll leave you with this, Tom.
This is going to come back, Caleb. Once Adelita Grijalva gets sworn into office, and Mike Johnson's, you know, procrastinating on that as much as he can, but it's just going to pop back up because she becomes the 218th vote on the discharge petition, and all of a sudden it's back in the news. So, you know, we'll just have to see. Caleb, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Good points all. I'm with you. Thank you. Jim in Auburn, New York. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I think the Democrats should fund the government. I think they're playing into Trump's hand. He wants a government shutdown, just like you're talking about the Epstein files. He wants those to go away. As long as the government's not open, they're not talking about it.
I agree with you that Trump wants a shutdown, and the Republicans do, because they could stop this today if they simply, you know, broke the Democrats' filibuster, which they do routinely but now these days. So, you know, there's an awful lot of performance art going on here, frankly, on both sides. I mean, the Democrats could be saying this. They could be saying, you know, John Thune could break our filibuster tomorrow. I think that both, now at this moment, both parties, both sides think that there's some political advantage to them in this. And a lot of people are going to suffer as a consequence of it. But the high ground appears to be with the Democrats right now, because they're defending health care.
Yeah, the thing is, though, Trump doesn't care. And the Republicans don't care, because it doesn't affect them.
I think it goes beyond that. I think they actually like it. I mean, Trump had the longest shutdown in American history when he was president, and he was the guy who kept it shut down. The Republicans were in charge.
Right. Well, like I said,
it's like 39 days or something.
Also, like the agencies that have the job reports and the economy reports and housing, they're not going to be saying reports of how bad that Trump's doing right now.
No.
And it's another chance for him to push his police state on people.
I agree. And the other potential downside is that the economy is sliding. We know from ADP, you know, from the payroll company, that the last 2 months, August and September, both saw jobs go down. Actually, a job loss. A couple thousand in August, and what was it, 35,000, something like that, in September. And so, you know, when those numbers start becoming real, when the media starts talking about we're sliding into a recession, when it becomes official, what the Republicans are going to do is say, see, this is because the Democrats shut down the government. They're going to blame it on the shutdown. When it had nothing to do with the shutdown, it had to do with Trump's tariffs and his general insanity. But I get it, Jim. I get it. But I think if the Democrats cave in now, they're screwed.
I think if they don't, they're going to be, because eventually they're going to end up holding the bag for this whole shutdown, and Trump's going to get what he wants.
We'll see. It's high stakes chicken, you know. It's like driving at each other on the freeway. Jim, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays. Pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It is day two of a federal government shutdown. Lawmakers not in session today due to the Jewish holiday and are back tomorrow to vote again on a stopgap measure. Some 750,000 federal workers are furloughed. Members of the military not deemed essential may not get paid until later, putting more pressure on households.
Food banks, for example, are preparing to answer new appeals for help in the face of already heavy demand.
Really, during the first 2 weeks after that first paycheck is missed is where we'll start to see folks line up for support.
Sari Votsky heads the Central Texas Food Bank in an area where 76,000 federal, civilian, and military personnel live, including soldiers at the sprawling Fort Hood Army Post. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The UK's prime minister denouncing what he called a vile attack on Yom Kippur targeting Jewish congregants at a synagogue in Manchester. Two people were killed in the car ramming and knife attack. Police say the suspect also killed. Two others were arrested. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is ABC News.
You're the